Linguist Jeff Nunberg has been reading new magazines like Wired and Mondo 2000 and has some thoughts on cyberspeak.
Have you looked at these things? Cyberzines, they call themselves, the Vanity Fair and Interview of the Information Age. As best I can figure, the Information Age runs from 18 to 25. Or at least the magazines have a decided MTV look, jazzy fonts on colored backgrounds, text running all over the pictures. It's very engaging, but a little hard to read for somebody of my decade and diopter. I find myself yearning for the austere simplicity of the black and white monitor on my old computer. But maybe that's the point of these magazines, to drive us all online. Clearly something big is afoot. There are echoes of the 60s with all its talk of revolution, how the technology is going to lead to universal empowerment and the end of hierarchy. You might think nothing had changed in the last 30 years, except that now the relevant technology is software engineering instead of pharmacology. It's not surprising to find Timothy Leary on the editorial board of Mondo 2000 having decided to drop in again now that things are once more getting interesting. But the language of the age has nothing to do with the 60s. It's cyberspeak, all those compounds patched together from the truncated syllables of other words. Cyberspace, internet, ethernet, hypertext, vaporware, ubicomp, nanotech, infobon. You think of the fighter planes in the old comic strips, pocketa, 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 pocketa. I have heard the future, and it talks in dactyls. It's a rhythm we've heard before, but not at Woodstock. This is the music of October 1917. It's the way the Bolsheviks consolidated their words, as ruthlessly as they consolidated everything else. Comintern for Communist International, agitprop for agitation propaganda, komsomol, komkultur, sovnarkom, and so on. The words had a willful ugliness, as George Orwell put it, as if to signal a break with bourgeois aesthetics. They spoke of the efficiency of technology. It was literally telegraphic language, the clipped syntax used for communication by wire. The resemblances to cyberspeak are more than accidental. For one thing, current computers constrain the shape of words in some of the same ways that the telegraph did. There are the programming languages that won't accept expressions with extra spaces in them, the operating systems that won't let you use more than 8 letters for a file name so that all your files wind up with titles like taxinfo.txt. And when cyberspeak picks up the pattern, it's as if to say, this is how we're going to talk when we let machines be a party to the conversation. But there are historical connections as well. The terminology of Soviet communism was the model for Orwell's newspeak, words like doublethink and mini-packs, not to mention the name newspeak itself. And that, in turn, was the idiom that William Gibson transformed to make the language of cyberpunk, which took newspeak from gray to noir. It was Gibson who coined cyberspace. It's the sort of word that Big Brother would have used if he'd been a radio evangelist in Raymond Chandler's L.A. Of course, the new cyberspeak doesn't have the dark, oppressive overtones of its predecessors. It's upbeat and hopeful. But then there was a brief moment when the Russian Revolution was light and gay. It was the time of the constructivist avant-garde with their collectives, their peons to bridges and machines, their new forms of theater, not to mention the typographical experiments that prefigured the graphics in Wired and the rest. I'll grant you the comparison has its limits. The digital revolution has produced interesting creative works, but it has yet to turn out a Malevich or a Mayakovsky. For that matter, we should feel a little embarrassed about calling this a revolution at all, at least by contrast to what happened in October of 1917. It's more like a virtual revolution, where everybody gets to lead the charge on the Winter Palace, and nobody actually has to be carried off on a litter. Still, it's a great time to be young and online. And maybe November will come in a little milder this time around.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center. He entertains electronic flames at his email address, nunberg@russell.stanford.edu.